The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as
ever. She's too excited. Her man looks like he wants. I want to give a shout out to Ryan from Iguanago because apparently his joke kind of went over some people's heads, including Chewy's. So, if you're just joining us, over the course of the last half hour, we talked about potential trap games, and then we ended up talking about WIAA and how they left Greenfield out of the WIAA state football tournament, despite how they may have, you know, been qualified in. And Ryan decided, oh, let's tie everything together and say, oh, it's the Greenfield effect. Now, granted, Chewy, what you invented to talk about trap games was the Greendale effect, but I thought it was still a cute play on words, and that's what Nick and Matthew are saying. It's the Greendale effect. But again, being cute to kind of bring everything together, when you said I haven't heard of the Greenfield effect, despite inventing it,
it's just a little Greendale. If you said Greendale, I would have knew what you were talking about.
So the field versus Dale is what threw you off,
Josh.
There.
Josh, what side are you on?
I'm on Gabe's side.
You suck.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out the connection.
Yeah, like again.
Greenfield. Yeah, if you said Greendale,
again,
I would have known exactly.
Again, it was the Greendale effect, but Ryan from Iguanago, again, being cute because we were talking about Greenfield, decided to try to tie everything together and call it the Greenfield effect instead of the Greendale effect, which is something, again, that you invited. I believe you invented last year or 2 years ago. I can't remember when.
No, it was, yes. But you, when they lost to, I believe it's when they lost to San Francisco in the first round of the playoffs. When that was Green Bay, the number one seed?
Yeah, when they were the number one seed.
They were the number one seed. And what I said is when you don't play a decent competition, you have buttercup, 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 week off, and then play a good team.
Yeah.
That's the Greendale effect.
It's the Greendale effect, yes. So again, something that you, again, invented but couldn't quite, you know, pick up the...
That's on you.
That's on me?
That's on you and your friend back there.
Me?
Yeah, Greenfield. I'm like, Greenfield effect? What the hell are you talking about?
Well, again, so you're telling me green and effect. You couldn't put the pieces together. You needed the Dale instead of the field.
Yes, totally. And I think most people would agree with me.
No, I mean, again, it was a play on words from Ryan because we were talking about the city of Greenfield and the football team from Greenfield. He was just tying the two conversations
we had
together. The
problem is he forgot which one we were talking about, so he was confused.
There is a huge difference between Greenfield and Greendale. Now, I have a handful of friends from Greendale.
Okay.
How do I say this nicely?
Just do whatever you're going to do. What do you care? You don't care. You're down
They're
in Florida.
Different. They're different.
Okay.
They all marry one another from Greendale. They live in Greendale for their entire lives, which is fine, but there is...
apparently, Greendale's, it's not fine. Apparently,
Greendale,
you've got an issue with people who take pride in their community and apparently marry one another from their community.
No,
from their
that's fine, but they take it to a degree that's like weird.
They all hang out
in Greendale. They only eat in Greendale. It's different. That's the word I'm going to use.
I have
a lot of friends from Greendale, they will admit that they're different.
What a strange, broad, sweeping generalization of people who live in such a, like, that's just a general comment about the community as a whole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have pride in their community, they like the food in their community, and stay in their community.
Yeah, they don't really
Do you know
go
more or less than 10 people there?
Probably right around 10.
Okay. What do you think the population
maybe more
is?
Than that. Are you talking kids too? Are you talking parents and kids?
Well, I mean, are the kids
then
following
it's probably
in the
like 25.
Are the kids following
Might
in the
30.
Parents' footsteps?
Yes. Yes.
There's nothing wrong. What's wrong with that? I don't understand what's wrong with what you're describing. It's a great sense of community.
Anything wrong with
people,
it?
You did.
That's I didn't say there's anything wrong with it.
When you said that they take it to a different level, that's weird. The implication is that there's something wrong with it.
It's just like they can't be too far away from
okay.
Greendale.
No, this isn't helping. Colin says, I grew up in Greendale. Chewy's 100% right.
Yes. Thank
Chewy
you.
Chewy was right. Holy.
Thank you.
Chewy was right.
There's nothing wrong with it. They're a little bit different.
Taking out the city of Greenfield. Ryan.
How am I taking it out? They like have a beeper like you're getting too far away from Greendale. You're 30 miles. Start working yourself back.
So if you want to hang out with your friends from Greendale, you have to go to Greendale. They won't go out by you.
Well, you remember, all right, I'll give you an example.
Okay, all right.
You know I coached at Greenfield for a couple of years.
You did, yep.
You know the Ringelbergs.
I do.
You know the names.
Yep.
Kids were great athletes.
Very
Father
good athletes.
Was a coach.
The kid was a really good quarterback.
We coached in Greenfield.
Yep.
You know how high school coaches unwind after the game, right?
Sure.
And go to an establishment and have a few pops? You know where we went coaching in Greenfield?
Greendale.
To Greendale. You know why? Because three of the coaches on the staff are from Greendale.
Yeah, again, we're getting more people now. Brian saying hit the Chewy was right. He's spot on. It's a bubble and awkwardly so. So apparently people from Greendale are even agreeing with you here at this point, Chewy. I had no idea. I've been here for over a decade at this point.
This is all
had
I
no
want
idea
from the two of you.
Yep.
This is all I want.
Okay.
I want an apology and for both of you to be fired.
Well, I can issue the apology. I can't. Being fired is above me, so that you're going to have to make that request of Ashy, I guess.
I can't believe, Joshy, you grew up in Maguanago, which is
This was going to be
20
coming.
20 minutes?
This was going to be coming here
15 minutes,
soon.
Josh?
I knew this was going to be coming here.
How could I say that about a place I haven't lived in decades?
Yeah, but do you know anyone from Greendale?
Probably. I don't know. But are there people who haven't left Maguanago? Yeah, of course. Are there many more who have? Yeah, of course.
I don't think anyone has ever left Greendale. There really should be. You know the movie, Gabe, and I've come around on it 1,000%. And you were right.
All right.
You can use my drop. You know what it is? You know what it is?
What is it?
They should change the name to Asteroid City.
Oh, baby. He's back. Yes.
Yes. That's my new cult movie.
I'm surprised you gave it another chance.
All right, let me ask you a question, Gabe. Is that movie weird?
Oh, of course it's weird. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I mean, most of the Wes Anderson movies are weird. It's part of the charm to me.
Okay.
Ryan also wanted to do an issue on apology, Chewy. He said, my bad for being really smart. And trying to combine the Greenfield, Greendale, the whole thing, and confusing you. So he's apologizing for being smart. I will apologize. Apparently, I was wrong about Greendale and that you were taking them out. Apparently, that's just a fact.
I'm not taking them out. Yeah, they know it when
you know
it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm apologizing for saying that. I am sorry for saying that that's what you were doing when you were, in fact, just informing me, apparently, of what Greendale is actually like. So I apologize.
That stuff, to me, is very, very interesting. Extremely interesting. To the point where me and my wife, Ange, wanted to do a study on it. Because we know we would go on vacation with them.
Okay.
To down here, because our kids grew up together when they go to school. And there would be my two kids and 30 Greendale people. And if you weren't from Greendale, you couldn't come.
Wow.
We got a special exemption.
Yeah, again, Justin saying that Greendale needs to be the subject of a reality TV show. We should be asking Vince Vitrano. He's from there. I wish we could ask Vince that. He's, you know, again, on the air right opposite of us here on 620 WTMJ, our sister station. So, wow, this is all. I'm going to, the next time I see Vince, I'm going to ask him about Greendale, and I'm going to get all of the details and probably have to apologize to you again, Chew.
And I know Vince lives maybe a town over, and that's as far as you can go.
Yeah, because his kids go to Greenfield.
Yeah, which is probably frowned upon.
So you're telling, is he ostracized from the community?
He could be.
Oh, wow. This is,
I don't
this
know.
Is, This is fascinating. I can't believe that you were this plugged into the Greendale community and we got this wrong.
Real quick. I guess it's been how many years? Well, no, it's kind of bragging, but I don't want to do it. But I gave them inside information on how to beat the team my son was on, and they don't listen to anyone because they're from Greendale, and they lost the game. And if they listen to what I said, and Ringelberg will come on this show and say Chewy is 1,000% right, and we didn't listen because there's a little behind-the-curtain arrogance there.
Wow. Things that I never knew about Greendale and the community. I guess if you want to defend yourself, give us a call, 800-990-3776 if you're from Greendale. Otherwise, we do have power rankings coming up next.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
TBD.
No, not how this
attaboy.
Works.
Attaboy.
That's not how any of this
That's
works.
That's how you make content.
What do you mean? That's how it works for him.
What's TBD mean?
To be determined.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
To be dumb.
Did you hear him say to be dumb?
To be dumb. Did Joshy say that?
He did.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Who's good? Who's not in the NFL? We find out. It's Tuesday. Time for Power Rankings.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's Power Rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night? Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Okay, your hint for today would be just a little inconsistent. That's
okay.
It.
Okay, some inconsistencies.
A little inconsistent.
Okay.
All that means is he disagrees with it.
So,
well, I'm always going to disagree with
okay,
it.
Okay, so
never
the question
10.
Is, does he disagree with where the Packers are? Does he disagree
it's
1, with...
1,000%.
Okay, all right.
No, there's more than that. There's okay. more than that. Trust me. It's just, yeah, it's a little inconsistent. It's weird. So with that, give me number 10.
You know what? The Steelers are 5-2. I'll say the Steelers are 10.
I put the Eagles.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 10.
Interesting. Okay.
Why? You don't think they should be? Tampa Bay's good, Gabe. You got to start giving them a little credit.
Sure.
Now,
but
are they a Super Bowl team? No. But they can beat you, and they beat some quality teams,
sure,
and they played okay last night against...
They lost by 10 points last night and just lost one of their best wide receivers.
Mike Evans is hurt, too, so... They might be going Jalen McMillan and a bunch of guys you've never heard next week.
Okay.
You think he's heard of Jalen McMillan?
No.
So you guys, you get a little inconsistent with... You apply it to some teams, and you don't apply it to others, which is... Inconsistent. So, thanks for helping out
thanks,
my team.
Thanks, Mr. Here. Consistency.
Number nine.
I will say this is the Eagles.
I put the Steelers.
Yeah, so we just flipped them.
The Washington Commanders
are 9.
I had
the commies next.
I did too.
And I can say this. They've beaten nobody. They haven't beat. They beat the Giants. They beat the Bengals. They beat the Cardinals. They beat the Browns, and they beat the Panthers. Would you say that's nobody?
That is about the nobodies you could ever run into.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So why isn't Tampa Bay higher on the list than Washington? That's inconsistent.
Style points.
Okay?
Yeah, style points. Although Tampa Bay, in Chewy's fairness, Tampa Bay did beat the Commanders. It's one of the two losses they have.
Yes, it's inconsistent. Are you getting the feel here? All right, number 8.
I'm putting Steelers.
Okay, so I'll go Steelers here as well.
The Steelers are 8. Steelers can't win the Super Bowl.
That's correct.
But I think we undersell them a lot. I think they're okay where they're at.
Well, they're off. I mean, this was like their best offensive game in, I don't know, God knows, probably a decade or so. Like.
Yes.
Their defense has always been really good, and Russ actually did not play bad against the Jets. Yeah.
They're
going to
win
Sunday
some
NFL
games. Yeah. They're going to beat some teams they shouldn't, and then have an early exit in the playoffs.
Yeah, they're going to be a wild card team, and they're going to lose by 10 or more points.
Sure.
I know how this ends.
But I think they're right where they belong. right?
Yeah, but somewhere in the bottom 10. Yeah.
7.
Texans.
Yeah, that's what I have as well. Texans at 7.
Texans are 7. Close game. They're beat up. I think, yeah, they're okay right there.
Yeah.
It's funny how you don't use the injuries in Houston's case, though. That's weird. That's why you're inconsistent. You certainly used it against Tampa Bay.
But the problem with Tampa Bay, Chewy, is that they're 4-3. Like, they have three losses. All these other teams are 5-2.
How many players was Houston missing in the Green Bay game? Defensive players.
A couple? A handful?
5? I heard 5. And they're losing their best receiver. They lost their best receiver.
And we didn't mention that once. Better.
We didn't mention it once because, you know, I'll
we mentioned
to the
it nonstop.
That injuries do not matter. Okay?
All right, so if injuries don't matter, then Tampa Bay is not a top 10 team.
6.
Packers.
I'm putting the Vikings.
All right, let me ask you a question. Why'd you put the Vikings there?
Because I figured you were going to be mad, and I started moving things around.
All right,
around.
Now that I can respect.
You know what? Yeah. You know what? You're right.
That,
Packers
that
being ahead of the Vikings.
I can respect.
Oh, you know what? That's smart. Packers ahead.
I respect you for that.
That's just okay? Using his noggin. That's just being smart. Joshy just knows how the game is played.
So that's it.
Wait, so
and
the Vikings?
You know five
so the Vikings are 6?
I mean, you know who 5 is. Explain that to me. Please, someone,
wait, so,
explain that
so
to me.
So if the Vikings are 6, that means the Packers are 5. Yes.
Exactly.
I have cross outs on my list because I was going back and editing it when I heard, and I was like, I mean, it could be anyone, but it's going to be the Packers are the reason
yes.
why. Yeah.
And the Vikings, because that fired him up all last week
yes.
on Friday
yes.
when Strofe said the Packers were better than the Vikings. Do you feel like you owe Strofe an apology now that the Packers are ahead of the Vikings?
Crap. I think the guy who made this list should be fired immediately. I mean, because it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's
I've been here just over a year, and I'm getting more and more fluent and chewy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
no,
he is. Yeah.
I'm, you know, at least if somebody else can start speaking chewies. Like,
but hold
fantastic.
On, Joshy. Do you look at it as a virus?
I guess. As long as I don't start thinking the same way, I guess I'm in the clear.
No, he's just, you know, he's a scholar, and he's studying the tendencies of the chewy.
Well, Gabe, I don't know if you had that. You heard this last week, but I almost had a minor in psychology.
Nope, missed that.
Okay. So I am qualified.
Okay, because you almost had a minor in psychology. Okay, so Packers
4.
Are 5.
Number 4.
This one I'm struggling with.
This has to be the Bills.
I have the Bills here as well.
The Baltimore Ravens are 4.
Excuse me?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Pardon what I'm saying. I would put, if I was to do this list,
yeah,
I'm putting the Baltimore Ravens at 1.
Look,
at 1.
I think you can make an argument for it, but
at some point, undefeated is undefeated.
Yeah, 6-0.
But right now, and we put a lot of criteria into this, they are playing the best out of any team in the NFL right now.
Yeah, but here's the problem, Drew.
Yeah.
One of those teams is undefeated, and if you're going to be ticked off and hacked off about the Packers being ahead of the Vikings, guess who one of those losses from the Ravens is to?
Yeah, but you know what? I just came up with a dual nickname for both of you.
Oh boy!
You know, like who are the magicians in Vegas?
Siegfried and Roy,
Penn and Teller.
Oh, yeah.
You know what your guys' nicknames are? You know what both of your nicknames are? Pick and choose. You pick and choose whatever you want when you want it to apply.
But you just did the same thing.
So your pick and Josh's choose. Wait, give me 3.
Well, you just did the same thing.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
how?
Because
I've been consistent across the board with this thing.
Okay, let me ask you. Why should the Vikings be ahead of the Packers?
They smoked them, number one, at home, and they barely lost to the Lions.
Okay, sure. So if the Vikings beating the Packers is the reason the Vikings should be ahead of the Packers, which I agree with, doesn't that mean the Chiefs should be ahead of the Ravens? Because the Chiefs beat the Ravens.
Not by 3 spots, though, Gabe. Not by 3 spots.
That's not the argument you were launching, though.
We're moving on. It's so only good. When it applies, okay? Give me 3.
Number 3.
I think I put the Lions here.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Okay, so I mean, the Bills can't be two. I don't think the Bills, especially after the line, like the Bills have to be three.
The Bills are in fact three. AO Buffalo. I would say the Bills are kind of playing like the Packers right now.
Yeah, and
right?
they've got
they're
a new
not
weapon.
They're not playing great. They're making mistakes. You know, I think they're going to get better, like the Packers are going to get better. But I would say they're playing. I think the Bills should be at four. This is what I'm saying.
You, look, obviously, Joshy and I agree because that's what we both said should be at number four.
Are you ready to pull back on your Bills hatred that you've had for the entire offseason
no.
and season?
No, because something always happens. And you want to talk about the city being cursed.
Something always happens to all 31 teams.
I know, but you talk about Cleveland. I mean, they just – I feel bad for Cleveland. Like Buffalo just – Buffalo's got a little San Francisco. They just can't close. I mean,
do you like the addition of Amari Cooper?
They have Super Bowl potential. I do, and I think they'll get better.
Is there a team in the NFL that you would say can consistently close other than the Chiefs right now?
No, there's not. The sample size is too small. Detroit's too small.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, but you're using a large sample size for the Bills, and now we're using a small sample size for everybody else?
No, I'm saying Green Bay hasn't closed. Has Green Bay closed in the last 5 years?
No.
Minnesota, no, not a big enough
Sunday.
Sample size. Baltimore, has Baltimore ever closed?
I mean, in their history?
Yeah, Joe Flacco
no,
closed.
I mean, you go back to the San Francisco Super Bowl eons ago.
Yeah,
but
no.
They were the number one seed last year, and they were out in the first round.
My favorite portion of this segment is how Chewy proceeds like he has some infallible like algorithm, and then we poke holes in it, and all right, let's move on.
All right, moving on.
No, we do have to get to number
two. Say two? Two?
The Lions are
Lions,
two.
And then the Chiefs.
And then the Chiefs are one.
See, if I was go top four, I would go Ravens one, Chiefs two, Detroit three, Buffalo four. And then down on the bottom here, just listen to this. I mean, Philadelphia, good win this week. They're going to get
better. They beat the Giants. That's not a good win. But they beat the Giants. You're supposed to win that game.
And then the Seahawks at 12.
I thought about sneaking the Seahawks in the top 10, but ultimately with the Steelers, the Eagles, like there's too many two-loss teams to sneak the Seahawks in
there. And then this game. Who do you think is 13?
Chicago?
Josh?
13? I haven't prayered an idea. The Bengals.
Niners?
The 49ers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's garbage. They're done, right? They're done. McCaffrey's not coming back. Ayuk's out for the season. They're done.
Purdy hasn't been playing well.
Yeah. And they have the Bears at 14.
Okay.
So, I think I nailed it. Inconsistent, so... Going to pat myself on the back there.
Hey, good job,
Chewy. Credit to you.
You nailed it, buddy. You absolutely nailed it. Ditch the random channel surfing with your remote and grab your phone and watch, and open the ESPN app where there's the new Where to Watch feature because it's a game changer. So many games going on. The ESPN app is your answer for what channel, what app, or what stream to get to. Want to know where the Bucks are tipping off on a Thursday night? Boom, ESPN app. Need the channel Sunday for Sunday green and gold games? You already have the answer. It's the ESPN app's Where to Watch tab. Say goodbye to frustration and hello to watching sports. Download the ESPN app from your app store and find the Where to Watch TV icon.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I don't know which is which, but here's what I do.
Yes, all right.
I take the plus and I put it to the plus. I take the minus and I put it to the
it
minus.
Easy.
Yeah, but the jacker things don't have the...
Yeah, they do.
Yes, where?
Sure do. On the handles.
What's a jacker thing? Is it something that your wife keeps in the drawer?
You meant jumper cables.
On 94.5 ESPN.
For so long, this has kind of been a laughable question. But based on the way that the defense ended up playing, I don't know if I'm ready to ask the question yet, but it's a question that's crossed my mind when it comes to the Green Bay Packers, Chewy.
Yep.
Is the defense better than the offense?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so, but...
No.
But after what happened this past Sunday, and the way that Jeff Hafley has had this defense playing, like, is that a possibility? Is it possible that the Packers are more a defensive team than an offensive team?
No.
Where the defense is better and carrying the day for the offense?
No, because it's all figure outable. I mean, the offensive coordinator of Tennessee was surprised. He didn't adjust. He didn't see it coming. Okay, and like Jason said, Hafley knows that he can't create pressure with their four.
Mm-hmm.
So now what teams will do, they'll be like, okay, here's their... because we used to do it. Here's their base four. We should have no problem with this. Now we're going to create an extra period in practice for blitz pickup, fire zone, and all the things that we think they're going to do. Okay? Hafley can't do this week in and week out.
No, you know? But he hasn't.
He can maybe hit one out of every three games, but...
But he's kind of come up with a different game plan for every team. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of looked a little different each and every week.
Yeah, but not as far as bringing pressure, though. This is the first time pressure actually worked.
Yeah.
You know, like we said, their backside is solid.
There was the 8-sack game, too.
Well, I mean, that was... You didn't have to be creative. You didn't have to be creative in blitz when it was just turnstile.
But that's the nice thing. That's the nice thing. I mean, Jacksonville, on paper, you should win. You shouldn't have to get that exotic on defense because the one thing about coaches do look ahead. Coaches do look ahead and coaches can look ahead, right? Because obviously against Jacksonville, you don't want to show stuff that you're saving for Detroit. You know, your money game plans have to come against good teams. Who cares about the crap? You should beat the crap regardless of what game plan you have.
Kind of to what, you know, you just said, Josh, about the 8 sacks. Like, yeah. You didn't need to come up with the exotic stuff against a bad team because you can get the pressure against a bad team.
Same applies to like the Ram game. There wasn't much creative going on there, but when the Texans showed up, they simulated a lot of pressure, ran a lot of stunts and twists. Like, that's the interesting thing about the difference in pressure was I felt like I was saying for multiple weeks, like, you have to just start running stunts and twists to try and get those guys free. And Jeff Hafley did that a ton, and they didn't even bring more than four on a lot of those times they got pressure. But what they were doing was confusing the line where guys were dropping out.
They were deceptive.
One of Eric Wilson's sacks, again, despite being a linebacker, they rushed four. Xavier McKinney's sack, they only rushed four. But they had everybody up at the line of scrimmage, so you didn't really know who was coming. So now McKinney comes unblocked.
That's the fire zone.
Yep.
That's the design of the fire zone. You think Jacksonville's going to practice the fire zone this week?
Probably.
I would say, yeah, probably. And I don't think Hafley will run it a lot.
probably need to.
Because they'll be ready. You know, but Doug's going to go in and say, look, defensively, they're going to have to do things straight up. And I don't know their receiver situation, how healthy. I just know they're not playing very well. And he could do it against Houston. Because all they really had was Diggs. Dalton Schultz is... fine. I mean, I would take Tucker Kraft all day long over Dalton Schultz, right?
Oh, yeah.
And Joe Mixon does a nice job running the ball, but the big thing was, like, he knew Stroud was young. He knew if he confused him, he was going to play poorly. So it's just a great...
I mean, to an extent, you could probably do more... I mean, same thing with... I think you could say the same thing about... Trevor Lawrence, maybe you can confuse him a little bit more. You just don't necessarily have to.
He's been playing worse than C.J. Stroud.
He's been much worse. Yes. Like, C.J. Stroud had been playing well going into that Packers game.
Brian Thomas Jr. But is really good.
Yeah, that's a little concerning.
If you look at C.J. Stroud in the second half, you know, I was seeing it on the replay, like, you had underneath guys. His problem was he was so flustered because of the first half.
Mm-hmm.
He was eyeballing the blitzer to see what he was going to do instead of looking downfield. At the under routes to see who was open. So, and that's what you want. It was perfect. Now, on the flip side, because LaFleur said that he didn't have his best play calling.
Yeah.
My guess is he would have went back and gave the ball to Josh Jacobs more.
Yeah, but again, when you're going three and out as often as they did, I think that is a fair point that LaFleur made. Like, when you're going three and out that much, it's tough to kind of turn around and hand the ball off maybe more than you want because, well, you got to pump it away.
But Josh Jacobs on that one drive, Gabe, he was ready to take over the game.
Yeah.
He was a beast. He was a beast. I would have came back and rode that horse again.
Yeah,
I don't know why he didn't. And the only reason I could say they didn't is they're probably really trying to limit his touches to keep him fresh.
Yeah, I mean, but again, if LaFleur thinks that he can stay healthy even though they give him 22, 23, 24 touches, you know, maybe that's not – I think that's kind of what they want to do, especially against the good teams. Like, maybe he doesn't have as many touches if you're up a bunch in this game and you get more touches for Emmanuel Wilson because you don't need Josh Jacobs. But I think against the good teams, you want to see that production from Josh Jacobs be up there. You know, so against Detroit the following week, I would expect him to be around, if not over, 20 touches. Because even though he had,
I would agree.
You know, even though he had only 12 carries, I think the five receptions, I mean, that was a big part of their game plan, too, where they're trying to get him the ball in space outside. So he had 17 touches in the game. It's not too far off of where they want it to be.
Yeah, but if a team like Houston, who's, you know, a top 10, top 7 team, you know, those are the games you want to get him 25 touches, especially when he's rolling. I get when he's not rolling, you dial it back. I mean, all coaches say, I wish I stuck with the run longer. No one does, right? Every coach in the league abandons the run once it's not working.
Yeah.
But I remember that one drive where he was just pounding it out, and it just, I would have fed that horse a little more.
Craig wants to know, are the Packers going to get Coach Doug fired?
No, I think if they were going to fire him, they fire him after
the
London trip 2 weeks.
Well, but they stayed in London.
Fire him after a win.
Yeah, that's the thing. They stayed in London. Like the first game in London did not go well. But then they played last week against New England, and that game went well. But if the Packers come in, if the Packers win this game like 31-10, could that get Doug fired?
What would they be? What would their record be?
The Jags would be 2-6.
Yeah, then he'd probably get canned.
Yeah, if the Packers come in and blow him out.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just not a big fan of firing a coach in the middle of the season. I mean, look what happened to the Jets. They got their door blown off. They just don't. They're not good.
Yeah.
And that whole Jets defense is the top. Come on. We've been hearing that for how long? What'd they give up to Pittsburgh?
37.
31?
37.
37. Yeah. Good defense against Russell Wilson.
Man, he did 3 touchdown passes. Josh's guy, Russell Wilson. Doesn't matter what age you are. Yeah, no, he's your guy.
I'm not even going to address that.
What do you think, Choose? Pick is asking you a question.
He wasn't going to address my question, even though it was a statement. I just saddled him with Russell Wilson.
Not addressing it.
Can't you see Joshy doing high knees up and down the airplane?
I don't know. He's got to watch that calf. I hope he learned. You know. He's got to be very careful with that lower body.
Yeah, just got to be careful, just like his boy, Russell Wilson. It doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue with any guy, and that's where Mantality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Look, you could be dealing with low testosterone, not know it, not be willing to admit it, but if you're tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself, don't have that energy to attack your day the way that you did a year or two ago, those could be signs of low testosterone, and it's easy to find out. Contact Mantality. LowTUSA.com is their website. Go there, book an appointment, go through the process. They get a blood panel. After that, you get your results back in a week. If your testosterone levels are low, they will come up with a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you to get your energy levels where they need to be. It certainly worked for me. So go to their website, LowTUSA.com. Mantality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mantality and their low testosterone treatments, LowTUSA.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Gabe, it'll change your life. Any barbecue you eat for the rest of your life will be measured against Bucky's.
On 94.5 ESPN.
You're from Greendale.
I am.
Is Greendale weird?
How so?
People don't leave Greendale.
Oh, there's a thing in Greendale. It's called the bubble.
Okay.
And those are like originals. And I'm not talking about the homes, which also is a thing in Greendale. It's the people who were originally from Greendale and have not left. So if that's how you mean.
It's been a topic of conversation all morning on ESPN Milwaukee. Do people have beepers that if they get 9 or 10 miles away from Greendale, they have to return to the epicenter?
That I cannot confirm. Come on, man.
Okay, thank you.
He also did not deny it. I think it's important. So that's Vince Petrano. Shout out to Brian D., director of content at ESPN Milwaukee, doing the investigative journalism, Chewy, for us to go talk with Vince Vetrano at WTMJ to get Vinny's on the record about Greendale that we just kind of stumbled upon today about how apparently the bubble's a thing that exists in Greendale. People don't like to leave it.
I told it's not a negative. You tried to make it a negative. It's not a negative.
It wasn't a positive.
It's Asteroid City. Go watch the movie, and you'll totally get it. And am I right, Gabe?
You're not wrong.
Yes.
You're not wrong.
Josh, have you seen it?
I have. I enjoyed it.
Well, that's not a very good endorsement.
I mean, what more endorsement do you want to give for a movie?
What are you looking for from me there?
You think he's Siskel or Ebert?
I like it. The fact that I really like it. It should mean that you really, really like it.
Wait, you really, really like it now? Okay, I got to dig deeper, because when you first watched Asteroid City, and I said I liked it, you basically called me a nut job. So why would you watch a movie that you thought was that bad again, and what made you turn around on it?
Because I do this with all movies. I thought Shawshank Redemption at first wasn't very good. Went back, it's probably one of my favorites. I do it with all movies. No. And I think the humor in Asteroid City...
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's very dry. Very dry. So
it's
maybe it went over your
dry,
head.
Dry, but it's...
What?
And Vinny is as politically correct as you can get, so to get him to say that...
He seemed a little offended by the beeper that starts going off when you get 10 miles away from
Greendale.
It's
true. They have to go back and recharge. They have to recharge. And you have to go back to the home base. I'm telling you.
Are most men babies when they get sick? First poll we put up at Jen Gabe Chewy on Twitter. 78.8% of people saying yes, big babies.
Yeah, totally. Are you?
Yeah. Yeah,
you
I would say. So. I mean, again,
you're
I try to...
You're pretty tough, though. You're pretty tough.
I try to keep to myself. I don't want to bother anyone. Like, so I try to take care of myself the best I can, but... I think my wife knows that and does a very good job of taking care of me whenever I do.
I will
sick.
Say that you two guys are tougher than me. I'll give you that.
Well, Josh, you get accused of being a big baby despite trying to keep to yourself.
Yeah, I brought this up, and this is something that's been launched at me quite often. I was sick, this is probably a month and a half ago or so, and I was sick for like a week. I didn't not do anything that was expected of me at any point. I mowed the lawn, took the dog for all the walks, and it was just like, well, you're being a baby. And it's like, because I'm coughing? I don't know. Like, that's just being sick.
Who said that? Mussolini?
Yes. Yes. Because I'm just a grin and bear it person. Like, maybe I'll be less exuberant and joyous, but I'm sick. I'll take a nap or two.
The energy level's going to be a little lower.
Right.
Just how it kind of
works.
But
I'm not asking for help. Like, please dab my forehead with a warm washcloth.
See,
I'm doing it
on myself. That, I think that, Gabe, should be in Nickname Hall of Fame. It really should.
I'm going to
avoid my wife, that. My wife has a nickname, too, but it only comes out every now and then. It's Sasha. When Sasha comes out, look out. And it only happens on weekends.
I'm not even going to ask questions. Not even
asking
questions.
It only happens on weekends.
About that one. Will the Itoush coming up next?